welcome to the New English Corner at Radio Sefarad. My name is Marilyn Sheets. I'm a student in New York, and I'm here studying at Syracuse University abroad.
I'm Elise Bloom, a student in Boulder, Colorado, also attending Syracuse University abroad. Marilyn and I are both very excited to be here, working with Radio Sefarad, bringing English speakers news from Spain and all over the world.
Radio Sefarad is sponsored by the Federation of Spanish Jewish Communities, and its main goal is to popularize Jewish culture to all Spanish and now English-speaking countries, whether the listeners are Jewish or not. Radio Sefarad is based in Madrid, but can be heard from anywhere around the world. Began last February, and since that time, its audience has grown significantly. Listeners at Radio Sefarad come from a diverse group of countries outside of Spain. The United States is Radio Sefarad's largest support of listeners, along with Israel, Argentina, Chile, Mexico, Canada, and Uruguay.
Radio Sefarad discusses a variety of matters that range from political news, debates, interviews, music, religious subjects, traditional Jewish cooking recipes, cultural agendas, youth focuses, and even a space for the Christian Studies Center. Radio Sefarad is proud to have a close relationship with its audience, and feedback is very important for all of us working here. We receive more than 100 emails a month, many of which come from non-Jews, and this reveals the important role that Radio Sefarad plays in the communication of Jewish issues, giving a different perspective of Judaism and Israel.
On a more local level, Radio Sefarad works with the Spanish network of Jewish quarters in order to promote Jewish heritage in Spain. Radio Sefarad is the only mass media of Spanish Jewish communities, and we consider this to be the best way to present our questions, requests, and needs to the government. Works hard to fight anti-Semitism in Spain and all over the world by condemning attacks against European Jews. Additionally, Radio Sefarad plays a very important role in broadcasting a different and more positive image of Israel. We hope that you will continue to listen to Radio Sefarad and feel free to send us your questions and comments.
The biggest issue on everybody's mind right now is who will be the next president of the United States. The election on November 2nd is probably the most anticipated event of the year. The race between John Kerry and George Bush is so close that nobody can guess who's going to win through the preliminary polls. The Jewish community of Madrid had the pleasure of welcoming two guests, Ken Dubin, a representative from Americans Abroad for Kerry, and Cynthia Dillon, a representative from Republicans Abroad in Spain. The debate between the two representatives got a little heated at times, but both representatives were able to defend their views and those of their respective parties. John Kerry is a very popular name in Spain right now, and with the elections only days away, the majority of Spaniards are nervous for the possibility of another 4 years with George Bush as president. After Madrid was attacked on March 11, 2003, there has been an extremely high anti-American sentiment floating in the air all throughout Spain. Many Americans in Europe are judged by the decisions that George Bush and his cabinet have made over the past 4 years. When George Bush or the American government gets brought up into a discussion, you can rest assured that Spaniards will question American values, ethics, and reasoning for allowing one man to create such disaster all over the world. After the March 11th attacks, the majority of people in Spain questioned their own president for joining with America to go to war with a country that had no evidence of holding weapons of mass destruction, nor a country that was harmful politically, socially, or economically to America, and especially not to Spain. Now Spain has suffered the casualties of over 200, and Americans overseas are feeling the animosity that many Europeans have towards them. Ken Dubin, the Democratic representative, first spoke about the consequences for Jews in Israel and all over the world if Bush wins this election. Ken emphasized the fact that today, Iraqis are so hostile and angry with Americans that when U.S. soldiers pass them, they yell extremely vulgar words in front of Jew. They continue to recognize the soldiers as Jews because they believe that Jews are causing problems for them, when in reality, it is only fair to place blame on the American government. This is a very upsetting fact to hear, because it seems as though anti-Semitism is growing in places where Jews have no say or power in what's going on. Ken continued to speak about Americans living in a world of continuous lies over the past 4 years. When a member of the audience asked Ken, "How can you, as an American, live in a country that is founded on liberty, see what President Bush is doing in Iraq?" Ken replied that Americans don't get the right information from our existing government, and this is why we are living in a country of lies. There were many questions asked about the security of Israel and what steps John Kerry will take for this. He responded by saying,
"I can tell you what John Kerry will do, and we know what George Bush has done, which is virtually nothing. What John Kerry will do is to support the efforts of the Palestinians to find spokespeople and representatives who are truly representatives so that they can negotiate on behalf of the Palestinian people so that a meaningful peace can be imposed. He will also make sure that nothing is done that will imperil Israel's security. He's made it very clear that he is not going to force Israel to, or even suggest that Israel comply with any United Nations resolution that might compromise Israel's security. At the same time, he will encourage Israel to take all the steps it can in order to make it easier to reach a settlement in the Middle East. Beyond the working directly with the Palestinians and working directly with Israel, what John Kerry will also do is work very, very, very hard to defuse the origins of terrorism and the origins of insecurity and radicalism in the Middle East, which can be defined as poverty and a lack of opportunities for young people, the lack of democracy."
And now Marilyn will report on what Cynthia Dillon had to say.
The Republicans abroad in Spain have a very difficult task, being that the vast majority of Spanish, and Europeans for that matter, are opposed to the war in Iraq, and to President Bush in general. The Republicans Abroad in Spain is an organization that started in March and has the goal to inform the world of what the Republican Party is really about: giving the individual the right over himself, control over his life, and the things that matter most, as well as the responsibility for his own actions. This, according to Cynthia Dillon, is what people should realize in order to clean up the image of the Republican Party and George Bush. Republicans Abroad in Spain want to make it clear that nobody wanted this war. But on September 11, 2001, the United States was attacked and has every right to defend itself and its interests in the world. According to the representatives for Republicans Abroad, terrorism is an issue that has been washed aside in several administrations leading up to that of George Bush. In the past, presidents have appeased terrorists, such as what happened in the Carter administration with the hostage situation that occurred in Iran. That, according to the Republican Party, is exactly what will happen if John Kerry is elected into the White House. His record over the past 20 years in the Senate has been wishy-washy, and as Cynthia Dillon described, John Kerry treats politics as a hobby. He even publicly gave support over the war, should it be necessary, when everyone believed there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and only retracted his statements after the popularity of the war started to decrease. The Republicans Abroad in Spain maintain that Saddam Hussein was a time bomb, a crazy leader that the world is much better off without. A big issue for many Jews and non-Jews is that of Israel and Palestine and the security of Jewish people in the United States and abroad. When asked about the conflict and what President Bush can do to help secure Jews, the treasurer of Republicans Abroad in Spain explained,
"First of all, George Bush is the first president of the United States, which is not an office that people hold in low esteem, to recognize the state of Palestine, to force an actual agreement to move forward, and given unconditional and unwavering support to that plan, including bringing aboard allies in other parts of the region and demanding in a certain form respect from other allies, rather than what we've had in the past in both Republican and Democratic administrations in the past, of caring more about what the allies and the overall stability of the region and not taking a firm stand and maintaining it, which is the only way, in my opinion, that Bush can lead, because you can then polarize and make a stake in the sand, if you like, and then people understand how he's going forward. Lots of people like it, lots of people don't, but at least it starts a moving point, and it's not a political pinball, which is what it has been in all of the administrations behind, both Republican and Democrat. And I think that's the initial point from which you can move forward and advance. There have been some advances and there have been some setbacks, but there is continuous motion based on a firm belief and a firm stance.
The world today is at a crossroads. Things are much different than they were 40 or 50 years ago. In fact, they are different than they were even 4 years ago. We are going up against an enemy with no face, and this could definitely turn out to be one of the toughest presidential administrations, whether it be George W. Bush or John Forbes Kerry.
At the end of the forum, both representatives thanked everyone for coming, and hopefully people learned something new. For Marilyn and I, it was a very neat experience to see Spaniards and other Spanish speakers take time to hear both representatives' points of view.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. See you next week.
Remember, our site in internet is radiosefarad.com. Don't forget it.